I got black juice.
You know, if someone wasn't listening, closely.
Oh,
black juice.
I didn't.
What's in black juice?
Black juice is
it the Sammy Davis drink or what
H2O, lemon, maple syrup, ginger, activated charcoal, and cayenne pepper.
What does activated charcoal do?
I don't know, but have you seen people brushing their teeth with
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, I have.
Yes. Yes.
No. Really?
Uh-huh.
Is it?
And their teeth are so white.
It's not in, like, Crest or whatever already.
No,
they're just taking it.
It's a
after
powder.
The fact.
Yeah, it's like you unscrew the top and you just dip your toothbrush in the powder and just start scrubbing.
Really? Is this in conjunction with a normal toothpaste?
I don't know. That's interesting. I don't think it's in place of. I think it's like a whitening option.
I would advise against it.
As a dentist's son?
As a dentist's son, I would advise against it.
Now, aren't you like a semester away because of all your practical training? Aren't you a semester away from being a dentist?
Oh, hygienist.
Hygienist. Yeah.
The ones that do all the work. And then the dentist takes home all the money.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
My dad's girlfriend is a hygienist.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. She teaches the hygienist at the hygiene school at IUPUI.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to date a hygienist.
I have somewhat... I have a couple questions because I've had someone on my mind.
Got a question over here.
For like a week of a possible love connection for you.
A possible lover?
I don't want to say
Jeff,
that.
Do you feel... Hang on just a second.
How young will you date?
Jessica. Jeffrey. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you prepared to take a lover?
Yes.
You
are. Are you 100%? Ready to take a look.
Do you feel good the 12th? 12 days into 2017, do you feel like you're the most positive you've been?
Oh, easy. Positive vibes.
Yeah, right.
It's
Alan Watts, right?
I listened to John Mayer in repair today, and I was like, I am in repair. I'm not together, but I am getting there.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm the best I've been.
That's good.
I have my...
I feel it.
I have a morning devotional at the studio. No one showed up. I do it at 5:40.
Okay, hang on. This is the first time hearing about it.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Is that what that flyer was on the windshield a couple
days
ago?
Yes, I ticketed the parking lot.
I thought so.
I have free coffee. You bring a baked good, and we share a little inspirational quote. 5:45 a.m.
Oh, that was it. I thought it was for a bakery. I saw baked good and coffee on the flyer.
Oh, you thought it was
a
coupon, yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Side note, the coffee is just the free coffee from the break room. So,
and the pastries are the Pop-Tarts under the microwave.
But that coffee in the break room is kick-ass.
They have Starbucks in there right now.
Do you still have the Death Wish coffee I hooked you up with? You, I know you haven't.
Oh, I used it all.
You didn't give me a bag.
Yeah, you gave me a little Ziploc of it.
Did you finally get used to it?
Oh, I went hard on it, yeah.
Because you were wired after that one half a cup. He was nuts all morning.
I'm off the coffee.
Off coffee? Off caffeine?
Well, isn't coffee vegan?
I'm sure it is, but for it really, what it does to your liver, your kidneys, it's just...
Yeah.
But the antioxidant side, I've heard is good.
It is, but you know what's better?
It's very intense. What's that?
Matcha tea. It's the whole.
It's
whole
from
leaf.
Machu Picchu tea.
Matcha tea.
I wanna be a matcha tea. Is it from Matcha Land?
No, it's just the whole leaf of the green tea, of green tea leaves. It's the whole.
That
leaf.
Sounds like it has caffeine.
It's intense. The flavor is a lot like. Have you ever had a shot of wheatgrass?
I have.
It's like that. Yes. Very similar to that.
I think you made me take a shot of wheatgrass one time. Is that the stuff that tastes like dirt?
Anything healthy you've done in the last 10
like
years,
dirt?
I've made you do.
Yeah. Does that taste like dirt? Is it dirt?
It is. It's very
a dirty
earthy.
Taste.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Earthy. That's earthy. The way. Yeah, that's earthy. The way you dress up that pig.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's earthy.
That's what I said about beets when I made beets the other day. And I roasted cauliflower.
Yes. And?
Oh, it was a sweet and spicy.
Will you listen to me for 5 seconds?
What?
Will you try the Brussels sprout thing?
I am going to try
Please.
It. I'm going to try
You cut them, right? Cut them?
You cut them up. You can't. You put onions in them. You candy. You let them caramelize.
You also said like bacon. That's where you lost me was with the bacon.
There is a little bacon in there.
I did it. So now I've been roasting everything.
I thought we were trying to hook Jeff up here.
We got off the track.
Yeah, so Jeff's healthy. How young will you date?
17 if she turns 18 in 2 weeks.
So almost 21 is a possibility?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what? So you're saying under the age of legal drinking?
Yes, that's the big
thing.
That's
your question.
Yeah.
Obviously legal elsewise.
How tall are you? Otherwise.
5'9".
She's probably about the same.
I think 5'8".
She's a nursing student.
Man, I don't.
Sign me up. I'm in.
I might have. Let me see if I can find a picture.
You get a prostate exam first date, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
That really, really escalated, didn't it?
It did escalate quickly.
I didn't mean to. That just fell out before. I'm sorry.
That's a second date.
That's a second offense. I thought
fell out before. Yeah, that's like 30 days in jail. And
I haven't talked to her about this. Maybe I should talk to her first.
Okay, well, now my hopes are up.
Let's go.
Well, yeah, good job. Way to go, Jess. Let's start the Chick McGee Show, shall we? Oh, yeah. I'm Chick. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. I forgot how this started. body. Man, I was right there in the meat of...
I'll say, yeah, you...
The 70s. I was on the air in 1976, and I worked for a rock and roll station, thank goodness. But right there toward the end of me getting out of... I was in... I'm trying to think. This is, of course, the I want the YMCA Club. No, that's not it.
Village People.
Village People. That's it.
The YMCA
Club. The YMCA people. But I managed to dodge the disco format. I didn't have to play the disco format.
Yeah.
Didn't have to play disco music. Didn't have to play country and western music.
So this gets to the Macho Man part?
Yeah, yeah. Here it comes. Turn it up. Turn it up. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no one knows the intro.
No.
Yeah.
The lead singer for the Village People.
Who was that? The cop or
can sing the shit out of stuff.
Construction worker.
It was
sailor.
It was the there was no sailor. Oh no, I think there was a sailor.
I'm looking right at it.
I think there was a sailor.
Is there an Indian?
Oh, I see. Oh,
there's an Indian. Yep. I don't know what the cowboy. There's
Victor,
a cowboy.
Victor Willis. Felipe
and
Rose.
Apparently a guy that I don't know, he's the captain of the boat, I guess.
Admiral? Here are the people. Victor Willis was dressed up like the captain on the Love Boat. I knew Felipe Rose. I knew David Hodo. I mean, I knew their names. I mean, I didn't date
them.
Yeah. I knew Randy Jones. Those names. But everybody else, I had no idea who. I have no idea who these people are. There were 14 members of Village People in and out over the years, I guess.
Wow.
Huh. That's surprising.
Did they wear the same costumes as the person that replaced them, or they're a new occupation?
Right. If the Indian leaves, you can't come back as an Indian.
Okay.
I think.
What were the other occupations?
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I think.
What do I want here?
No, there was always an Indian. There was Indian, a cop, a construction worker, a leather man, and the cowboy. Those were the original five, I think.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying there was a time when a cowboy and a redskin got together and got along.
Yeah, you know, but I'm pretty sure they were on opposite ends of the line when they were standing.
They were in the same group, but they didn't.
Offstage, they fought.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the Cowboys have a real, real close chance of losing this week. But then I take a look at it, and I think the Cowboys are capable, given the state of the Green Bay Packers defense, and I hear you Green Bay fans, the defense is better. No, it ain't. Not against that Dallas Cowboys offensive line. I think the Cowboys are totally capable of taking the ball and keeping it 12, 13 play drives 5 or 6 times during that game. And yes, I know, I wanted to say Aaron Hernandez. That's not right. Aaron Rodgers. No. Aaron Rodgers is the best football player in the history of the world, but he can't throw a touchdown pass if he's sitting on the sidelines looking at his surface. So,
which is why I think they're going to try to draw out their possessions as well.
Each team will get one possession.
Well, see, if they do that, I think that might be trouble for the Packers because they are quick strike, deep down the field, a lot of patterns.
Jordy Nelson's hurt, so they don't have as many weapons.
Jordy Nelson is hurt big time. But that Geronimo Allison.
Oh, he got hit hard
Just broken ribs?
Cracked.
Jordy Nelson broke his rib. Yeah. Did Geronimo Allison? No. Yeah, Geronimo Allison is the backup, and he's no relation to Mark Allison. Mm-hmm. But he's pretty good, I guess, though. So I don't know. Have you got a picture of the next Mrs. Vivor yet?
I am, but I think I feel like I should text her first before
including
well,
her
we're not gonna,
in the conversation.
We're not going to say her name or anything. I mean,
yeah,
we'll
but what
know
if
who
Jeff
is.
Gets really excited and then she's
no, I got
like,
news for you. Jeff is already really excited.
Oh, okay. I'm texting her. I just want to know.
Like, did you text her?
I'm working on it while you guys talk balls.
Okay, this is exciting. We might make a love connect. If we text, can you ask her if she wants to talk to him?
No.
Hi.
Hi.
That's how I talk to girls.
Can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
Don't start off with the hi.
Hey. Okay. Okay. All right.
Go hello. How are you?
Hi there. What about hello there, sex kitten? Can I say that?
How do you ask a girl in a tavern to have a drink? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
You approach a girl and go, hey, can I get you a drink?
Something. No, like I've never done that. I've never bought a drink for a girl.
I just said, hey, girl.
Oh, no.
Are you interested in dating anyone? I know, weird question. Also, how old is too old?
No, Jeff's in his 20s.
How's that feel, jackass?
I feel really old.
I don't know. I know. I just want to. I don't.
Tell her 43.
Ask what she thinks about the 90s.
Just curious. Tell her 59 just for fun.
Yeah, we just want to know.
Yeah.
That might be even too young. For me, at this point, 21.
Do people still meet in bars, though?
Oh, they have to.
They
absolutely
meet by their
have to.
It's just like everything else in life. They meet by their via their phone. I think, right? Mm.
I met the previous love of my life in a bar via friend of a friend.
I just nodded in my black juice.
Yeah. It probably
black snots come out her nose.
Let me have a drink of that right now. No, I don't know how.
You could drink this. Do you want to taste it?
Yeah, let me taste it. What's in here again? Run them down again.
Maple. Turn up. There you go, buddy.
Filtered H2O, lemon, maple, Jess Snot, ginger, activated charcoal, and cayenne.
Cayenne pepper?
Yeah, cayenne.
Cayenne. It is.
I actually got a pamphlet for
detox,
you. They do juice cleanses at the garden
detox
table.
Detox drink. You know what? Because I'm down my lowest weight ever, I am, guys, I'm.
Ever.
I don't want to. No, I was 191 during the Nutrisystem.
Oh, that you meant during
but
he
birth.
Was so. I asked him once. I go, "How was
so
that?"
Tired.
He goes, "I was so fucking hungry.
I was hungry. 24 hours of fucking."
And it was so genuine. Like he was right back in that.
Well,
moment.
You know me. Well, you guys. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I'm never hungry. I mean, it'll be 3-4 hours mm-hmm. before I'm hungry. But then, look the fuck out. But on that Nutrisystem, I was hungry as soon as I was conscious.
But that's what happened when you're filling your body with non-food.
Do you eat right before you go to bed a lot?
I don't. Not anymore.
Okay.
Not
that's,
anymore.
They
no,
say
no.
That
I wake up hungry.
If
most
you,
days.
I know I've how I gained all that weight.
Yeah. Jeff and I got to eat when we wake up, right, Jeff?
Well, when your metabolism
I'm hungry all the time.
Is. Yeah. But I've heard
this
if
is
you
pretty
go
good.
To yeah, if you go to sleep hungry, you'll wake up not hungry. Like
that's a horse.
There's no yeah. there. No, I will
I believe
tell you,
it.
No,
no
I'll
way. Tell you this about me. If I go to sleep, no, if I can get to sleep at night and I sleep for an hour, hour and a half, and when I go to sleep, I'm just famished, you know, because I've done this before.
Because you're
can't.
A southern woman, you're famished.
I'm famished. Okay, I'm really, really hungry, and I wake up an hour and a half later, no hunger.
Really?
Zero
so it,
goes
is it,
away.
So okay. So is the theory behind it, Jess? If you go to bed hungry, your stomach's going to shrink a bit overnight.
I don't
and
know.
And you wake
what
up, and there's not that.
The past like 3 nights, I've gone to bed hungry. Woke up, wasn't hungry.
Wasn't hungry.
I
don't
believe it.
There's this thing about intermittent fasting, and it's kind of like don't eat after 7, and then wait and eat at like 11 or 12
oh,
the next
man.
Day or something.
I
like
would
that.
So you do all your eating in those 8 hours?
Yes, you eat just as late. Wow. My brother does it every day.
That sounds amazing because while you're awake, all you do is eat. Basically, I like it. I'm in.
Right. Well, aren't you supposed to eat like every 2 hours or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, there's
isn't
that.
There's that concept, which has always worked well for me. Actually, what works well for me is staying hydrated. Like,
yeah.
My appetite doesn't go out of control as long as I'm hydrated.
Here's what works.
Like, I didn't drink all my water yesterday, and Caitlin and I had a photo shoot at a bar. 5 shots later,
it's going to get you.
Mowing down on a black bean burger with a pretzel bun.
Oh, it sounds good.
Their food is so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, elbow room. Yeah.
I go turkey burger. Where are you vegetarians on turkey?
Well,
is that a no? Is that a hard no?
You guys, I think this is the longest that I've
that's
done
awesome.
Any kind of diet change. Thanks.
Because it's usually guys. Short snippets.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Or a cleanse or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got on the scale yesterday morning.
Oh, my God.
And I weighed...
Did you lose 7 pounds yesterday?
I weighed 230 pounds, which is 14 pounds away from my high school football playing weight. I can't believe it.
And you're going to try to get to your high school
and
football
And I'm
going
to try to get down to 216. I sure
Okay, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told my son who's trying to cut weight for... Wrestling.
Well, he's a heavyweight.
You have to
he's
give your body
heavyweight.
Fuel in order to burn that. Calories. You can't just that. Not eat.
I know that. Where are you on I vomiting? Said, now, is vomiting a bad thing?
Eat this banana peanut butter protein shake with chia seeds.
That sounds good. Actually. I love bananas.
Bananas? It's all it is bananas, Nanners? Almond butter, and a little bit of almond
I don't
milk,
see
actually.
I don't see detox.
And chia seeds.
Dream. Should I type in drink? I got a weird...
Oh, you're going to get all kinds of
I got
stuff.
A weird sex book.
Yeah?
Detox Dream.
What's it talk about?
Well, evidently he puts his in her...
Okay.
That's how you detox? The bar that you guys went to yesterday, Jess, has an option on the menu for mystery beer, and the bartender just picks a random beer and puts it down in front of you.
Oh, really?
Do it every time.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
But what if you don't like a darker beer? You know, I'm just saying a lot of people don't like... I know Chick does like a dark beer, right?
I don't...
Like he likes his women.
Oh. I like my beer like I like my women. When you dark and with a big ass.
Yeah. When you sign up for the mystery beer, any beer is game. So you know it's anything can happen.
You know.
If you don't want a darker beer, then you just don't go mystery beer.
Okay.
Now, you're in it for the long haul if you go mystery beer.
The garden table also has a juice flight to where you could taste all the juices before you purchased.
What kind of juices?
Cold press.
Oh,
juices.
Those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anywhere on the internet that would have suggestions for me about what kind of juices to drink?
There's a few.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Do you think you could do a juice a day, Chick?
You know, at this point, anything's possible. Because
but I don't see now that a cold press juice like this is exactly the opposite of what you need. You need a green smoothie.
I'm going to...
Because you, with the pulp, that's where all the fiber is.
Yeah.
And you need the fiber.
I need fiber. What I was going to say, I need fiber. I need to start a healthy diet now.
You need
I'm,
a plant-based fiber.
And I need
Please
to...
Please don't buy Metamucil. I will kill you.
Oh, psyllium husk.
You can go to...
I'm trying to give Jeff psyllium husk and the label scared him and he won't take it.
Really?
Some third world country guy planted it and harvested it.
I think it was a child, actually.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It weirded me out.
Go ahead.
Chick, go to a good website, girlswhojuice.com.
Girls Who Juice.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that might be a good one.
Is okay, that naked juicing?
I don't know.
Check that out. Pregnant Amanda Seyfried. Amanda everywhere. Enjoys nourishing green juice.
That's
oh,
a
it's
real
a real thing.
And it's not gross. Yeah. And it's not like
you thought it was going to
no,
be.
No, this is like
it's not like two girls in a juicer.
This is news.
Oh,
oh no, this is
an external as an external function.
Yuck! Yeah. I'm putting my mic down.
Oh, the squirter thing. Yeah,
we all were dancing around it, and
we were beating around the bush, for lack of a better.
John Evans is into that.
Yes.
Oh,
he
guys.
Said. He said on the air.
Oh, he did. He told us in detail. Didn't
oh, wait,
he
no, he tell us
on
here.
The podcast,
and psychologically, I mean, he brought up some good arguments. I mean, I've never been into it, but I could see. You know, it's really a tangible way for guys to know that they're doing a great job with a girl.
My
right?
chest just got tight. Like, I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it.
You got to put a tarp down and
oh, wait a minute, colorful.
Towels.
Colorful juices. This is games for girl. This is must be like bachelor party stuff, right? Ooh. Bachelorette party stuff.
Maybe.
Do you put like a Hershey bar in a diaper?
I think that's for a baby shower.
Okay, so Chick, could you
Hershey bar in a diaper.
Every morning, 8 o'clock, could you have some sort of green juice? Could
yeah,
that,
see,
could,
that's where I get
How long
weak.
Will that...
That's where I get weak. I am
you
never...
You know what? Do you know how excited Tom would be if you said this and he got to bring in his juicer and do this for you? Let him. Do it. You guys could hire a juice person.
But I want Chick
a girl
to choose
who juices.
His own.
A
I want
girl
Chick
who juices. Who,
I want Chick to pick his own juice contents.
If I am never more hungry in my day at 9 o'clock.
Really?
9 o'clock Eastern every morning. I could eat, as my father would say, the asshole out of a hobby horse. I'm a hungry fella.
I agree.
And I don't – why. I mean, why not? I mean, I'm to the point now where I don't really – place that I found I don't really place that much import of an import on what food tastes like really I don't I mean
flavor mm-hmm.
Or that's another way to say it. That's a much easier way. Oh, this is for little kids. Okay, never mind.
But I think that if you – it is interesting once you get used to not – like I under my breath said, oh, my God, I've totally gone Jason. I had this like Cajun sesame stick little thing that I got out of the bulk section at the grocery store.
I love sesame sticks.
Yeah, and they're it's Cajun flavored, and I was like, oh, you know what? This will I kind of need a snack, something crunchy real fast. I'm going to grab this. And I did, and I was like, oh, these are so salty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so because please. I've been eating, you know, fresh vegetables, and I was just like, there's no flavor. Like, I would literally, exactly what Jason would say, there's no flavor. This is just salt.
Yeah,
I like the flavor get a bit of salt.
Yeah, but it's interesting now that I'm not. And I'm on the fence with the oils. Where are you with cooking with oil?
In what way? What do you mean? No.
Like coconut oil and olive oil.
I have some at home. I haven't really used it. I'm an olive oil guy.
Yeah.
Like even the cauliflower.
Yeah.
Just drizzle that with and then
yeah.
Roast it, baby.
Yeah, I'm just reading a lot about. I mean, it's like the most refined food on the planet. You know what is? I mean? Oils.
Oh yeah.
And so it's like any nutritional value. It's just like empty calories. Basically. Really? There's no nutritional value in it.
Even like olive oil and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like there's something. I'm missing something because there has to be for everybody. The intake of coconut oil right now is crazy.
It's off it. Yeah.
And so true. I feel like there has to be some kind of nutrient in it, or people wouldn't be.
Well. So you're saying you want to have some sort of nutritional value for everything you eat?
Not everything, but I just need to know, like, I need to know the pros and the cons of what I'm
eating. Is an EVOO pretty heart healthy?
That's what, but then there's people who say it's not heart healthy at all.
And so we could go to the coffee argument.
Right,
you know,
exactly,
there's always bad, it's good. It's
I just
bad,
feel like it literally depends on who you are.
Or what industry is pushing
your
agenda.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true, too. But there's just, you know, if it feels
good. Is everything out there?
Yeah, nobody's looking out for the better good of anybody.
Everybody out there is connected to an agenda that makes them money, basically. Is that it?
Got milk?
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I just – and it, I don't know.
I love the Indiana Dairy Association.
I love them, but
I love Jenny. I love that kid.
Love Jenny, but they're promoting their stuff.
And whoever that guy is that's a father, I love him.
Charles.
Mr. Browning is what I call him. Mr. B.
I'm into this Orchard Valley Harvest Energy Mix. It's almonds, cashews.
It's cashews.
I read for a living.
Almonds, cashews, and pistachios, and Christy Lee hooked me up with it. She did. She bought them at Marshall's.
You love nuts.
Like $5.
Don't okay. Number one,
really
and being health conscious, don't buy food at Marshall's or TJ Maxx.
Well, no, they were like these TJ are like Maxx $12. They were like $12, and they were the price tag was $4. My point is, they were really salty. That's what I liked about them.
Oh,
so I just ordered another bag.
I made dinner last night with no oil at all. And it was really good. I made Mongolian stir fry.
What about Pam? Is Pam bad?
Pam's really bad.
Pam's the worst, probably, right?
Food in an aerosol can cannot be good for you.
Have you ever known oil, cheese?
Have you ever known a nice Pam, though? Think about it.
Yes.
Pam.
Pam on The Office.
Pam Oliver?
On The Office? Wasn't there a Pam that worked at the station?
Pam Farron. She was great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was.
She was great.
That's what I'm thinking of. I mean, I don't know her, but.
Great basketball player.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She was really cool.
What did I read today in this vegan book? Oh, vegan food for healing. Healing the vegan way or something like that. But they said...
Is there a book called So You Want to Be a Vegan? That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's the book I want.
But it said, eat plants. Don't eat food made in plants.
Explain that to me.
Like industrial plants, like warehouses.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Eat plants.
How to be a vegan.
Well, I'm sure there's a Vegans for Dummy.
How to be a vegan.
There is. There is absolutely
tips,
vegans.
Tricks, and strategies.
The idiot's way.
Here's the thing that...
That's what the book that I saw said the idiot's way to vegan. Or raw. Maybe
here's what's
raw
stopping
food.
Me on the bulletproof coffee most mornings. 4 days out of five. Is that bad? I shouldn't have that either.
I can do it for like a week or two, and then it just like
that's me. Yes,
I can't do it anymore. A very rich beverage to have first thing.
Oh no, mine is I gotta get up and can prepare the damn bulletproof.
But you're up at like
you
four,
need a house boy.
What you need,
Mr. Vimbert,
what you need is a coffee pot that you can just set, press brew at 5 in the morning.
I like the French press, though.
But he enjoys the process.
That's the thing. I am an enigma wrapped in a riddle. I enjoy the process, but I hate looking forward to having to do it.
Oh, does that make any sense? My favorite part is the anticipation.
Yeah.
Oh, anticipation's like the favorite feeling in the world.
The anticipation of that first sip of coffee when you're driving to work and the music's going.
Anticipation.
Exactly that.
And, okay, and here's another thing. I should every morning get up and eat something healthy. And I never do. Or eat something, anything at all. Like my favorite thing at McDonald's is...
I just got a text and Jeff thought it was the girl and it's not.
Sorry. Oh, I thought you were saying, sorry, she's not into you.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what? I wasn't into you either.
I'd like to start dating anybody but that, whatever his name is on your podcast. I'm out. My favorite sausage egg McMuffin. I love those things.
I do too.
And I think they've got to be sort of the healthiest thing McDonald's has, right?
Actually, my aunt was like, I've been getting an egg McMuffin, and my brother's like, well, okay. I mean, that's a source of protein, and then you have. He was like, I guess if you're
egg white delight.
Does he have an email address? He has an email.
We can call him.
Here's what I would do. You get some English muffins.
I love English muffins.
Buy you some sausage patties.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I have this little round thing.
And
you scramble your eggs and put it in here and make your own.
But have you seen
the one? It's probably going to be better than McDonald's.
Both
in cost, taste, and nutritional value.
That's true. And you know what else? Have you seen the new things that you can get on Amazon right now? Because you're going to want one.
I'm on Amazon.
I'm always on Amazon. It's like a waffle maker, but it's for breakfast sandwiches.
It's like a panini kind of thing.
But it's just two round things, and you just do like that. Jeff, you got a panini maker.
You could make
panini breakfast sandwiches.
I could. Oh my God. I could. I didn't even think about that. Oh, it's amazing.
Breakfast appliances.
Hamilton Beach.
Maybe for your devotional, you could bring everybody breakfast.
It's basically a George Foreman grill, right?
Yes, kind of.
Different surface.
Look at this shit. Hamilton Beach dual breakfast sandwich maker.
Fucking with you, dude. It makes the egg and everything.
Look at that. It's like $40.
That's multi-level. I need to see that in action.
That's awesome.
I don't know if I trust that actually.
But this is something I need. Look, it's almost free. It's cooking it. You assemble it in the machine to cook it, just like you assemble it to eat it. That's perfect for me.
He loves that.
I love that.
You know what? That does actually look pretty cool.
$40. Chick, if you buy that now, it's $33.14.
And I can have it here today, probably. I could have it here in an hour.
You could have it for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you love breakfast for dinner?
I love breakfast for dinner. Big fan.
I can have it anytime.
I don't.
Big fan.
I cooked a big breakfast.
You don't.
Today.
I don't.
You like breakfast at breakfast.
Yep.
What's wrong with peanut butter and jelly? I've been on a peanut butter and jelly jack.
Peanut butter and jelly's fine.
Is it on whole wheat?
Yeah. What are you putting on? Whole grain, whole wheat?
Or what says whole wheat on the loaf? Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. I think I know, but you want to go
whole wheat or whole grain. Probably whole grain would be better.
I will walk my ass right out there and show you the bread.
I tried to show you at Costco, and I said, if you're going to eat bread, maybe you should eat this.
Is that the Hezekiah bread or whatever it is?
Yes.
Isn't it live? I mean, don't you have to give it water when you're driving it home? It'll die. Oh, God, I never make myself laugh.
Are you done? Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to go to the bathroom. Should we take a break?
We can.
Are we early? Are we early?
No, we're fine. We're good.
Whatever you feel like doing.
We didn't talk about Trump yesterday. We didn't talk about...
We've been talking about fun things. We've been
talking about fun things. Yeah, I know.
When we come back, I have to... I don't... I have to get it off. Sometimes when you do something so stupid, you got to get it off your chest.
Oh, yeah. You teased us a little bit earlier with this.
I just did the most moronic thing. It's so stupid. Anyway.
Okay. We're coming back.
I hope someone else has done. That's why I'm reaching out, hoping other people have done what I did.
I can't even imagine. Just fast forward. We'll be right back. We'll be back even faster if you fast forward. That's Jeff at the Jeff Vibbert. Is that your Twitter?
Twitter, right? Instagram.
And at jeffvibbert.com.
jeffvibbert.com.
That's Jess. She's at JessHooker_.
Which one are we doing?
At Instagram.
Yeah, underscore.
Was that your text indicator?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And the Jess Expo on Twitter. And Jason is at the Jason Hoffe. Is it the Jason Hoffe?
No, the. Just Jason Hoffe.
At Jason Hoffe on Twitter. And I am, I remain the Chick McGee on Instagram and Chick McGee 1 on Twitter. We'll be right back. This is the Chick McGee Show on Podcast 1.
Da, 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 da. That's the opening of another song, though.
Yeah, that is too. Yeah, I'm thinking of the.
Do, 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 do. Yeah.
Like a.
Wonderwall.
Like a Led Zeppelin. Led
like
Zeppelin
a Leonard Skinner-ish. Yeah. It's a southern rock.
It is, for sure. Da, da,
da. Of course, I find all my new music the way I've always found it. I listen to. I watch television programs, shows, yeah. And I also love Muzak when I go shopping. Or I don't even know if they call it Muzak anymore.
What's this song called?
It's called
Watch Me.
Watch Me.
By who?
By Labi, L-A-B-I, Siffre, or Siffre, S-I-F-F-R-E. Oh, yeah, you got it. Sing a song, he's singing pretty. Welcome back to part two of the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick, that's Jason, that's Jess, that's Jeff.
It sounds like the beginning of Melissa by the Allman
Brothers.
It.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah. Oh.
Wait, how old is this?
I've never seen. I thought it was like in the 60s.
It was July of last year.
Yeah, it's like incredibly recent.
That's
crazy. Your thoughts, Jeff?
I like it. I just want to know how you found that so quickly, Jess. Did you just type that in and it was on like
I
a,
do it
a
all
message
the time.
Board?
No, I just Googled Watch
What's
Me
this
by
sound like?
That guy sounds like and then
no kidding.
It pops up. I do it all the time. But time out. Maybe this song became popular last year, but the gentleman who sings this song was born in 1945.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
it was a re-release.
Yeah, yes. Because it sounded really cool and 60-ish to me, and one of the cool songs from
it
that,
originally
that
came
era.
Out in 1972.
Okay, oh, there you go. Okay, it's just a great sound.
Here we go.
It was on This Is Us last night.
So who ripped off who?
Oh, this is the Allman Brothers.
This is a little slow, just a little bit slower tempo. Right.
So which one did came out?
That's a good question. Let's find out.
Which one came out first? I like the Allman Brothers. They have their place.
Let's see. Where did I find that?
February 72.
There's a website called Same That Tune. So songs
oh, nice.
That sound the
oh.
same.
Sure.
Yeah. And so this one is, yeah.
I've always wondered about The Steak. The song's called The Steak. By
are you asking me to do this right now?
No. The Steak by Steve Miller and Joe Walsh song called, crap, I forget. If you play The Steak, I'll come up with a Joe song.
Steak Walsh. As in meat or?
Steak as in the way only way we're going to kill Jeff is to pound a steak through his heart.
I am a vampire.
S-T-A-K-E, steak. It goes, dun, 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 dun. Oh, Rocky Mountain Way.
Rocky Mountain Way. I was just
Rocky
getting ready
Mountain
to
Way.
Say I just found it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
So which was first, this one or Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way?
There's going to be a lot of questions, dude.
Spent the last
And where'd you get that jacket?
Yeah, right.
You're the third person to ask me that in 24 hours.
Which one do you prefer? What's your guess?
For me, I like Rocky Mountain Way by
right,
Joe Walsh.
Right, you like Joe
but
Walsh.
But Steve Miller can suck it, and I've always said that.
What's your beef with Steve?
There was an incident backstage at Verizon Music Center. No, I'm making that part up. I just don't like almost all of his music.
Here, do this. He got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year.
I know.
Look up. Yeah, but did you see what he did?
What did he
do? He was a complete asshole about it.
Oh, God. See?
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 I knew it, Jeff.
I knew it.
Some people call me Maurice. No one calls you Maurice. No one.
And no one's calling you Cowboy either.
Or the Pompadus of Love, whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean, Steve.
But that gave us a great Simpsons moment, though.
That's true. You're right. You guys are right.
Yeah.
You darn guys are right. When you're right, you're right.
You know what else we're right about?
Having food delivered to our doors and cooking it up right here in Chick's Kitchen, what I like to call Chick's Kitchen.
We cooked it up last week.
From Blue Apron.
From Blue Apron.
It's delicious. It comes to your house in a box, and all the ingredients are in there. and you
not just ingredients.
Unpack it and
fresh
ingredients. And we had last week the the pork chops,
seared pork chops, and with your favorite. The Brussels sprouts, like you were talking about.
The candied Brussels
sprouts. That's why you were all hyped up about the Brussels sprouts.
If I shut my eyes and think, I can still taste this meal, and especially the Brussels sprouts and the pork chops. And the was that catfish? I think it was catfish.
There was another one we did as catfish.
Yes. Oh, the catfish. It had mustard seeds, the finest ingredients. And I was thinking, Jeff, this would be perfect for you to get a Blue Apron delivered to your crib.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could invite Jess's friend that
my future wife,
your future Mrs. Vivert.
Future Mrs. X,
and yeah. You could
your first ex-wife is
the mother of my children.
Don't tell her that Blue Apron delivered this. Have her believe for just a moment. You don't starting a relationship off on a lie is always bad news. Yeah. But if you have her believe,
but there's really no other.
Here's
way
what to you do, but just so you know, it's wrong.
But Jess brings up a good point. There really is no other way to do it nowadays. But you cook this Blue Apron meal for the future Mrs. Vivert, and she's going to think you're some sort of gourmet chef. You're using a perfect balance of sweet and sour, an irresistible partner for flavorful pork chops. You've got warm farro and roasted Brussels sprouts on the side. Are you kidding me?
I like the little cranberry
cranberries
chutney we had to make that we put on the pork chop.
Mustard seeds that gave that chutney popped with texture and fresh ginger. You remember her, Ginger.
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely lady. It's delicious.
And you know,
I wish I could show you guys the picture of this from Blue Apron.
And there's a special promo for our podcast listeners. Chick, you have to look at it.
That's exactly right. I'll get the promo code here in a minute. And coming in future meals, Jeff, spicy shrimp and Korean rice cakes with cabbage and furikake.
Ah, love it.
Furikake. Pork chops and garlic piccata with scallions, rice, and spinach. Is that what we ate? We had the pork chops, didn't we? Well, that might be a different pork chop.
That's a different pork chop.
That's a different pork chop,
yeah.
Mushrooms and chipotle pepper enchiladas with lime sour cream. It's all very cool. Just go to Blue Apron and show us some love here on the Chick McGee Show. Check out with the menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping. But you have to go to blueapron.com/McGee.
That's you.
That's me. That's MCGEE. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Do it now. It's really a cool idea, and it's all fresh ingredients. And
I was shocked how the presentation of the box and everything in there, and everything was nice. And it's like I would never go to the grocery store and buy all of these things to make this great meal.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool to do it by yourself, obviously, and it's cool to have your kids help you with it.
Absolutely.
And I've said this before, that one of my favorite memories of my daughter, my youngest daughter, we would bake cookies, and she'd dump in, Daddy, and you know, you can do that with your kids with Blue Apron. But and the first three meals you order are free. And free shipping, but you got to move. Snooze, you lose. You got to move now. Go to blueapron.com/McGee. That's blueapron.com/McGee. Show some love for the Chick.
And listen,
show.
If you love this show and you love food, which you love, which you do both, go to the website. McGee is your code.
That's right. Blue Apron.
I want more avocado toast. That's all I want. I had it at the garden table today, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Are avocados in season?
This is the third time in the last hour and a half she's brought
mentioned
up avocado toast.
Avocado toast.
Can you explain
did they slice it? Is it seasoned? What's going on with
the
it?
Avocado toast, it's the garden toast is what it is on the menu, but changed it. The garden toast is a perfectly crunchy piece of toast. And it's whole grain. I'm pretty sure it's whole grain. Smashed avocado on top with cherry tomatoes and a little bit of cayenne pepper and lemon juice. I also added pesto, red onions, and capers.
Capers.
Ah.
Do you think the first capers they had were stolen when they were robbing a bank? That's why they named them capers?
I didn't know if pesto and avocado would get along.
It did.
They're different green.
They smoothed it together, and it was beautiful.
Oh, nice.
But I like lots of herbs. I like pesto. I mean, I like pesto. I like yeah.
You like the herb, huh?
Yeah. Can you help me? It's the herb that starts with a B, and that's what you put.
Bay leaves.
No. What's pesto?
Bay leaves are terrible.
That's right. You bay leaves and drink.
What is wrong
bay leaves
with me?
Are the Jar Jar Binks of
broccoli
soup ingredients.
What starts with B? What is it?
It's the herb. It's growing in my kitchen right now, and it starts with a B.
Basil.
Basil. Son
basil.
Of a bitch.
Oh, because you're talking about
pesto.
Pesto. Duh. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's
what
so,
makes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it was good, and then there was a little bit of arugula on top. It was delicious.
I love all that, and I love avocados.
Sure
I like
but it. I had to put the toast down and chew it because I was so hungry and so excited that I was like, you look like an animal.
Were you actually making this noise?
It was very quiet in there, so no, it wasn't. Okay. It wasn't.
Do you chew with your mouth open? I found that that enhances my dining experience if I chew with my mouth open. I like it better.
You're getting more air in there?
I think it aerates. So, yes. Watch okay, this, Jeff. I think it aerates the mastication. That's what I think.
I agree.
That's nice.
What do you think of that?
You got a word calendar, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Well,
let me masticate that.
Caitlin.
Masticate all night.
Kate, we were doing shots before our photo shoot yesterday.
Of course. Naturally. You were together. Of course you're doing
and
shots.
And we had Belvedere, and so we were doing it. And
you're doing shots of Belvedere?
Mm-hmm.
She can do a shot of Belvedere?
She is, but she was nervous. And they poured us big shots, eh?
Well, she's.
And I said, get some lemon and you'll be fine. And
she's on
good.
Record. She doesn't do shots.
I know, but we're she's graduate. She's going to graduate from the School of Jess here in
Florida.
And, but she.
I don't think that school's accredited.
Mind your own business.
Okay. Going to shut you down.
But she. So we were doing that. And I told her, I said, just don't breathe through your nose and you won't taste it. And she was like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. And I was like, don't breathe through your nose and you will not taste the vodka. That's 100% true. She's like, then how am I supposed to breathe?
Right. Well,
I know.
It's a short period of time. Yeah, all of your tasting is a lot
it's
of it's
through
your
sense.
Nose.
That's where you tell her, you know how you can remember to breathe when you're talking? Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but you don't breathe through your nose. I mean, you breathe.
You do too when you're talking?
No, you breathe.
I'm implying she talks a lot. That's why. It's like a really hot shrimp cocktail. That's why you have it as an appetizer.
Mm. Right.
Because it really
opens
things up in your sinuses and your nose.
Up, for sure.
And then you can taste the meal, and then you think, oh my gosh, this was the greatest meal ever because you tasted everything.
I roasted beets. They were yellow beets. I don't like yellow beets. Found
what's wrong
life.
With you? You yellow?
Oh. The yellow beets. And Max was like, they taste like grandma's basement smells.
Oh, incredibly accurate. No, I didn't know she doesn't have a basement over there.
It's someone. It's
oh,
a different.
Oh, it's another.
Yeah.
Not,
oh,
grandma,
okay.
Not grandma crazy?
No, okay. No. Grandma crazy doesn't. But I did find, so Joe Walsh and then Steve
the
Miller.
The steak by Steve Miller. Who was first?
So Joe Walsh. It came out in 1973.
Okay. Ooh, after.
And, before. Book of Dreams, the album Book of Dreams came out in 1977.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm thinking the other one. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, but then we go to
I knew Steve Miller swiped it from Joe Walsh.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's never been anything about that, though.
Shame.
No. But then the other one, the album, the song that you like from This Is Us with
right,
the guy.
Right.
What's his name?
I don't have Safiri.
Labby.
Labby Saphir.
The Labster.
His Watch Me came out in 1973.
Right.
And the Allman Brothers, Melissa, came out in 1972.
Oh.
That's the one.
Yeah. So.
But it's a little more upbeat.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah.
Who are we?
Now we know. Now we know.
The one I can't get over is Cheap Trick, The Flame. And there's a song by Spirit. Remember, they did, I Got a Line on You, Babe. Is it The Carpenters? Okay, this is The Flame by Cheap Trick.
Okay. Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah. Okay.
And then somebody else that starts like this?
Who is it? Spirit. And I forget the name.
Spirit was definitely before.
Right.
Taurus, I Got a Line on You, Nature's Way, Mr. Skin, Fresh Garbage.
It might be Nature's Way. Try Nature's Way.
Good call.
Yeah.
You are so crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
A little bit.
A little bit.
It sounded like you just replayed the same song.
I remember. Vocals are a little different.
Yeah, the vocals are. No, but the intro.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I talked to.
Oh, Hank. Even how he's singing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the last time I talked to Hank.
Uh-huh.
Of the East Hills.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't called or texted in a while.
You then call him.
Anyway, there was this funny letter to the editor, Rolling Stone, back in the 70s, and it was some the writer, reader of the magazine sent them a letter. It said, look, I got bad news for everybody. There's only a limited number of songs.
Yeah.
Because there's a limited number of notes and chords, and
right.
we're going to run out of songs in like 78
so
or something.
Happen.
So
yeah.
this is going to start happening yeah. more and more often. Obviously, that's impossible. But
do you remember the – I don't know if you would remember. I feel like you should, but I don't know. Do you remember the song – oh, my God, she just texted me back.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, to bring you up to speed early on in the podcast,
wait.
Jess asked Jeff if he's willing to date, and Jess
– no Jeff, filter. You have to read everything on there.
Jeff, okay, so I'll start with what I texted her.
Jess
ready?
Said absolutely, and because she had a lot – she had in your mind, you had someone that you thought would pair up good with Jeff.
I
Fibber.
Did, and I said –
JeffFibber.com.
Hey, are you interested in dating anyone?
Hey, girl.
I know. Weird question. Also, how old is too old? She said, ha, ha, ha. Well, I'm not with anyone now. So she then I said, okay, this is so weird of me, but I have this friend. He's 26. His name is Jeff Fibber. Graduated from UIndy with a comm degree. Works
I didn't
at
go
Bob
to
and Tom. Yes, you did.
IUPUI.
Shit. Well.
No. Tell her I went to Boston College.
Well
go.
Played, my friend. Well played. You're
Sorry.
Learning. You're
you
learning at the foot of the master.
Boston College.
It.
My name is Logan Timmons.
Oh, that's right. Logan Timmons. Yes,
I found this. I like this picture of you. This is a picture
okay.
I sent her.
All right.
You don't like it?
I don't like that picture, but I do like it. Okay. Is that my me holding my mixtape?
Yes.
Someone parked Logan.
I wanted her to see
LoganTimmons.com. You know that, right?
Oh,
okay,
God.
Go ahead.
I wanted her to see how established you were with a mixtape.
Thank you.
You're
What's the name of the mixtape? Can you read it?
It's called Thug Life.
Okay.
Yep. And
that's not Spangle on it, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
She says, when I sent her that and I sent her the picture,
mm-hmm.
and she said, LOL, is he looking for someone or what? Question mark.
Oh.
Wait. Whoa. Why'd she laugh out loud when she saw my picture?
She was laughing because I said so weird of me, and she said not weird at all.
Oh, okay. I thought she was laughing.
No. Dude, you're in already.
And
because...
then new text says he's adorable.
I don't like that.
What do you want? Marlboro rugged? What do you want?
I want her to say, damn.
He looks like he'd break me in half.
Love to get a dope dicking from that.
I know, but she's also talking. But she's talking to someone that she's like related to. I'm older.
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
right.
Okay, so
that's right.
So it's think of the relationship.
So how old is this girl you're setting?
What's 20.
She's 20. Okay.
She'll be 21 in a couple months.
Oh, dude, you have that. Give it a shot.
Show up for the 21st birthday. Be the hero.
Heck yeah. Ride in on a horse and do this squint at her and wipe something off your mouth and go, sorry, I'm late.
What am I wiping on my mouth?
I don't know what that is.
I do that all the time, though.
Like a tough guy. Well, you've got those big, luscious lips.
Strong lips, as my dentist said.
Strong lips, and you have a lot of saliva.
Yeah, I have overactive salivatory glands.
Yeah, it's tragic.
But I'll be at the bar, and I'll take the last swig of beer, and I'll wipe my face. And, give me another one, bartender.
But so is she a blonde, a brunette?
Both.
I'm sorry?
Wait. That means
she lives as a blonde or
upstairs, downstairs?
No, her hair, she colors, her hair changes.
That's what I want. Is she a natural blonde or is she a brunette?
I think she's a natural blonde.
Yeah.
Ooh. You were trying to get away from blonde.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But she was a baby blonde, so I don't know if her hair's still blonde. You know how your hair gets darker when you get older, so I don't know really.
Because I was saying my sexual chakras have been clogged for a while.
What?
If veganism and all that is real, then my sexual chakras are real.
He was standing in the break room today during commercials on the other show, wanting all of us to notice how well his chakras lined up.
Yeah.
How can you see your chakras?
I feel them, but they can see them.
No, they can't.
There
my aura. But I was telling Chick, I'm reading the book "Become Who You or What You Are,"
yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, it's pretty good, but it gets confusing at times." So I just zone out and think about banging chicks.
Good job.
I'm almost a Buddhist.
Almost.
You're very close.
Very close.
But no, yeah.
Well, this is exciting. Well, this could be your first anniversary present, us talking about you guys on this episode.
We can play it as soon as they walk into the reception.
That's right.
And I put it into a little teddy bear that my kids would once have.
Here's what I want.
Our kids?
I want Jess to plan a first date. Oh, for you guys. That'd
just
be
just say whatever it is, 7 o'clock on a Friday, this is the place, and then...
Can't do Friday. 7 o'clock Friday,
whatever.
I'm almost in bed.
I'm just saying.
Tell her that. Tell her I'm in bed at 7 o'clock on Fridays.
So he's definitely an old man. Did you tell her how old?
Yeah.
Jess, okay.
She's fine with it.
No, here's the thing. Read me the text that she sent back after she saw his picture.
The one that started with LOL laughing in my
LOL.
Face.
LOL.
No.
He's adorable.
No, she said.
He's adorable.
Because the text I said, I know, so weird of me, but, and then I tell her about Jeff and the college that he went to wrong. But she says, LOL, not weird at all. Is he looking for someone or what?
Here's the thing, right there. That's her expressing interest.
I'm not looking for someone.
But had she seen the picture before that?
No, I just
sent it. Perfect.
Yeah. I have a problem with the or what.
Or what? Now, that's millennial talk, I think.
No, no. I'm guessing that this girl doesn't want Jess to share this text. So I think that's like girl talk between two girls, right?
Yeah. Now that you're saying that out loud, I realize I'm being a giant asshole.
That happens.
No,
just
fine.
Asshole,
no,
giant.
No, it's fine. No.
Gaping.
She's known me since she was a baby. She knows I'm an asshole.
A baby.
Tell her I'm not looking for someone. I'm looking for something, and that's love, baby.
Damn right.
I'm typing that right now.
And if she sends a text back laughing,
I can't. Oh, if this gets an L, yeah. What sort of response do you want from this, Jeff?
I'm looking for love too. That's what I want back. I've done a lot of things in my life, except give.
That's
and
a
receive
tough
love for my living.
Even for a hopeless romantic like me, that's a tough one to send
someone.
The first contact you have is you're looking for love. That's
You're not. I'm not doing that.
He's looking for
something.
For
the sake of you, I'm not telling her that.
I want to make love and our spirits leave our bodies and entwine as one above us.
There you go. And see us entwined above the bed. That's right.
Can I give him your number?
Ooh.
Ask her what her favorite animal is.
Yeah.
It's a horse.
Her favorite spirit
horse?
Animal.
I went to horse camp.
Oh,
fourth, yes. Fifth, and sixth grade. Rode Tomahawk, Rebel, and Scarlet.
The only time I rode a horse, I hated every second of it. And this horse was vicious. It was horrible. It was an awful experience.
Vicious.
Vicious horse, and the name reflected it. This horse's name was Daisy, and it kicked me in the left calf, and I had the biggest bruise on my leg. I thought that horse had broken my leg.
I rode a pony at the fair once.
A mini pony?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it vicious?
No, it wasn't vicious at all. I still have a picture.
Remember when everything about animals used to be really so laid back? You could go and buy turtles at the dime at a department store. There were like ponies at the local fairs and shit, and you could just nobody gave a damn about animals. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's not why I'm vegan. I'm not even vegan. I don't like to say vegan. I already told you guys this.
I'm
going to
vegan for 12 days.
I'm going to start crying again when I tell you the story about animals. But there was a dog in the news this morning where her owner fell while he was getting firewood outside. It was cold in Michigan. It was like 20 degrees. And he fell and broke his neck, and he couldn't move. He's laying by the woodpile.
That's a hard fall.
Yeah.
He was laying by the woodpile, and this dog came over and laid on top of him for 20 hours.
And tried to help him.
Thank you, Jess, for bringing some levity to the story.
And saved this man's life. Chick's angry.
After he humped him.
There was no mention of the dog humping this gentleman.
I'm going to save you, but first.
I'm going to get mine.
Going to get my nut. Get that nut. There you go. Texture that.
No.
He just wants his nut. He just wants to grab his nut.
Stop. That's not what you say.
What do you say?
I don't know. Not that.
You're just trying to get that nut.
You're trying to grab it. I'm not trying to grab it.
I don't want to touch my nut.
Is it hook it up or is it only one nut?
Lay it down.
If you ask a girl, hey, you want to hook up? That's like you want a ball, right?
You want to bang? You want to have sex?
Are guys supposed to ask girls that now?
No, I'm pretty sure you're both pretty clear once it starts that that's what's going to happen.
There's a comedian friend of ours.
Well, how does it start if you don't ask?
We'll go unnamed.
Drunk.
Lust.
He said to me that one time whatever was about to happen, and he just said, listen, we're both adults here.
Yeah.
And that was the...
That's all you need to
that
say.
That was the segue right into it.
Yeah, I have never been. I've never been single as an adult, so I don't know how that works. I was barely single as a teenager, so I really don't know. There was about a 6 month time span where I went hard, but I don't. I mean, as a girl, they just come to you. Like
absolutely.
Like you don't. You literally have to do nothing. I was a bartender in a college town. Yeah. I had to do nothing. I was a chubby bartender. They just the dicks are just coming.
Literally,
it was like being in a room full of end of broomsticks. They bat me in the face. Oh, I couldn't get away from them. Mm-hmm. So this dog
laid on his master until
it was a girl dog.
It was a girl dog.
A dog, not dog.
Kelsey
the dog.
And she saved this guy's life, obviously
from hypothermia. She didn't fuse his neck back together.
The doctor said that this guy had no signs at all of frostbite because this wonderful little dog who laid on top of her master saved his life. And
that gif kills me. That was just as...
Chick, tell him about the picture of Kelsey in the newspaper.
And Kelsey evidently had some headshots taken before she saved this guy.
Because she was at the elbow room, too.
She does. It does look like she had headshots. And she looks like she's smiling in the headshot.
Her little teeth.
So if you get a chance, while these jackals are chiding this wonderful true testament of the canine spirit... Michigan man saved by his dog.
Have you guys been on Best Vine on Instagram today? There's a dog smiling with a butterfly on his nose, like so happy.
I haven't seen that.
I have seen that.
So we asked the question, Chick. Mm-hmm. Would either of your dogs do that for you?
I'm sure. Well, Ruby's not big enough to lay on top of me. Monkey would. Maybe. I don't know. Monkey and I
feel like
they
just tried to dig a big hole around
it. Ruby would try to dig a big hole. That's for damn sure.
They'd think he had a ball under him or something. They just lose
their
minds.
And then Monkey would just push him in there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think
they'd give you a proper burial. They wouldn't save your life.
There is a part. Do you know that?
Burying him alive?
Yeah.
You know how I read articles and watch documentaries. There was an article written.
Yes, you're very smart.
Written by... Oh, I mean, I'm stupid and curious, and I've reached this age where I'm still learning. Most people learn these sorts of things in college. I did not attend college, Jessica. That's what I was trying to say. But they had an interview with a crime scene up.
Who?
Crime cleanup.
Ooh,
crime
yeah.
scene cleanup lady. And she said a little fact about these crime scene cleanups that no one will tell you is that if you're a cat owner, a dog owner, there's a giant difference. The time that a cat, if the person dies and the cat
Start
is stuck
eating.
In the house, it's almost like a day, maybe a day and a half before
Fucking
the cat
assholes.
Starts eating the owner.
That's not true.
Dogs, on the other hand, will do everything but
They're giving
eat
you
the
mouth
owner.
To mouth, jumping on your chest,
getting on the phone, give me 911. Damn it. But that's how a dog would talk. Give me 911. That's how I bet Monkey talks like that. Hey, Ruby, let's go off the line.
Yeah, I bet she does too.
No, but
big goofy lesbian doggy.
A cat will curly hair on her. A cat will start with the face, and that's where the cat starts eating. I'm not kidding. And
cats don't eat faces.
We're gonna get tweeted about this when this ep drops, and I'm telling you, I will get backed up by this, and dogs will do everything they can. It's like a week before they just can't stand it anymore, and then when they start eating the person, they start at the feet. I swear to you.
You are so full of shit.
I've heard this before Chick said anything.
Thank you, Jeff.
Why would your animals eat you at all?
Because they're starving and they're hungry. They don't know.
They don't know where their food is?
Well, they can't get into it. It's
okay, let's say...
I guarantee Ruby...
Ruby, I don't know where the food is, but it's around here somewhere.
And Ruby would go into the cabinet, open the door with her nose, and pull that bag of food out.
You know what Ruby's voice sounds like?
I guarantee she would.
Monkey, look, calm down, okay? The food's over here. Come on.
No, I always feel like... I always feel like Ruby sounds like Marsha, who's the lady from the O.J. trial? That's who I always...
Oh, Marsha Clark?
Yes. I think Ruby sounds like... Sorry.
I didn't.
How do you get to that point?
I don't know, but when he said Ruby sounds like, I was like, Ruby sounds like Marsha Clark.
Ruby sounds like Marsha Clark.
There's a picture on my Instagram that I took a couple weeks ago where I faked dead in my hallway and Nora Jones ran and sat on my chest and just sat there and waited. She's protecting my dead body.
You're darn right she was.
Good vibes only, Jeff. Good job.
No, that was before good vibes.
Oh, that's before.
Yeah.
That was when I was really contemplating.
You know what Monkey would say hearing that story? Who's Nora Jones?
Your best friend?
Nope, don't know her. Don't know her. Hey, Ruby, where'd you go? Oh, hey, Ruby, there you are again. Hey,Ruby, there you are.
God, I can't believe I'm the only dog here.
I can't believe I'm the only dog here. Where the hell did you come from?
Did you hear he's getting a package later? He's getting a package. I'm going to shit my pants.
I'm in the cage.
Wait a minute, I don't even wear pants. Jesus Christ.
How's she with the new plant stand?
Tell
them what you had to do to get her to lay in her bed where you put the plant stand.
I'm on this plant thing where I've heard from friends. I think Christy told me this.
I'm sure she did. She's very smart.
That your air in your house is cleaned by plants.
No shit.
And I decided to start buying houseplants. So that's what I've done. And my latest houseplant is – I got it on sale.
It is aggressive, though.
At Marsh. It's
very sharp.
It's angry. It's ugh. If that plant could talk, it would be ugh.
Yeah.
And so angry. I didn't want it to sit on the floor, but I didn't want it – it's not big enough to sit on the floor.
No,
right?
You don't feel
I
don't like
think
it is?
So. No. You think it is?
No.
I like it being on that thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I looked up and I checked the order, and it might have said Stonehenge end table, but I thought it said plant stand. So I
looked at it and I said, that's not a plant stand, that's an end table.
And I knew, this is how much I love my dogs, I knew it was going to be a process to get the Munster to be comfortable with this thing. It sits right by her bed, first of all, so that's a problem. So I sat the plant down there first, and then a couple days later, the plant stand arrived. So yesterday, I smeared peanut butter while they were outside. I put peanut butter on her bed.
Thank God you said the bed. Sorry.
Jess is on one today.
She's killing it, right? Yeah. I put the peanut butter on my junk. And I go, oh, my God, he's doing it again. I love this part. I love this part. It's my favorite day of the week. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Every day he does it. No, so I smeared it on her bed, her favorite place to lay in the living room. And sure enough, she went over. Didn't even notice. She didn't notice anything but peanut butter. God love her. She loves peanut butter. So she's laying there, and they're both laying there eating the peanut butter, and everything's fine.
This sounds so gross.
It really sounds stupid and silly. I need to wash that the cover to their bed, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be the next step. Now that they're comfortable with the plant.
How often do you guys wash your washcloths? Like every week?
I'm a one and done.
Once a week?
No, use it once and put it in the washer.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
I don't think I'm... I think.
Do you wash your beehole with that?
Yeah.
Do you wash it with soap after you wash your body and then rinse it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's different, I guess.
Yeah, but I think my washcloth has hit the wash.
I also have washcloths that you're actually not supposed to wash. But it's
well,
very
those
hard
are organic,
for
right?
Yeah, they're like lined with silver or something.
Oh my God!
I know. So you don't use soap; you just wash your body with the washcloth.
What are you? This is getting ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's wonderful.
So anyway, I think I've washed this washcloth once since
ever?
I've had it. Yeah,
yeah, but you wash it every day in the shower.
Yeah, I soap and I do that after
and then
I get done
it,
with
and then
it,
lay
and
it out
then rinse
to dry.
It and then lay it out to dry.
Then that's fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so, but if you do it, we're going
to
say yes.
I always think back to if you were in college, your bed sheets.
Is this another
How
way?
How often did those
Is this
get,
another way to tell me I wasn't in college?
No.
Not
Son of a bitch.
Enough.
How about in your younger 20s, how often did you change your bed sheets?
Oh, my God. I never.
Only,
yeah, you never, never do.
Only after I did it.
Never.
Which for about 6 months was every day.
Oh, you remember the scroll back.
Coming at me left and right. Look
See
like
that picture?
Dumped a case of hot dogs on my face.
It's a great gift.
God, no, it's
how many do you think in that period? Or do you want to say?
People?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't people. It was I had a core and it was just a rotation.
Core.
I had a core.
How
core
many were four? How many were in the core?
They were like my Harlem Globetrotters.
Can I guess? Can I
so
guess?
That's five. I think
there,
that's five.
Were there five?
Probably five. Yeah. No.
A team. She's got a center.
You want to
She's got a power forward.
I'm going to say five. Say five.
What were their names?
No. We don't go. Here's my question. Can you, if they were all naked below the waist,
oh,
could
absolutely.
You tell
Hands
who
down.
Was who?
Hands down. I could see their pinky finger and tell you which each of them. I'm very attentive lover, Jason.
It makes two of us.
You don't have to tell me.
Is this the part where I jump in and go, for those of you who are not aware of it, Jess and I were engaged for 2 years. Do we need to?
What?
We're not engaged anymore, obviously. We are exes, but all my exes are right across from me. Well. And now, in all fairness, I should jump in here and say there was a point in my life where I was
Thanks
married.
Thanks for not letting me fall in this grenade by myself.
I was married three times. And until I hit my third wife, and I'm sorry, I forget your name, third wife, but I think you know all this. If I had sex with you, I married you. First wife, second wife, third wife.
Until?
Third wife, and maybe part of this is like making amends.
Sure.
Third wife, the Bob and Tom comedy tour started, and third wife, it was
game fucking on.
It, as Jess has all wisely pointed out, all human beings have different processes that they have to go through. Like if you don't have a party phase or a sexually promiscuous phase.
If there's a phase you skip in your life, you're going to go back at some point and repeat
it. You're going to go back. And so right now I'm in my faithful phase or my
celibate
phase. Thank you. That's the word I was thinking of. So yeah, and it's totally fine, you know. But I mean,
thank God for that peanut butter.
But yeah. Parson, thank you, monkey. No, but I mean, yeah, it's I'm certainly not. I'm ashamed of those times, and I'm sorry if I hurt anyone or I hurt someone close to you or. No, I mean, if that happens and.
So you're making amends with.
I'm making amends to everyone I've ever
you're
wronged.
Just having a good time.
In sex. Yeah. Well,
in sex? Anybody you've ever wronged in sex? Is
yes.
That what
you're
going
to say? So I guess I'm probably sorry to you because I fell off the bed a couple times. I admit it. And no. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do.
I'm sorry for that part of my life that if I hurt anyone.
It was a selfish time.
It was incredibly selfish. Yeah. I can't believe how much weight I've lost and how selfish I was up until, I don't know. However long ago it was that I started on this
December 17th
journey that was I selfish before December 17th?
No, I thought you were talking about your weight loss.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, the weight loss, that's.
No, but your last big
nine
push
years?
Here.
9 years. Yeah, my last big weight loss up till today. Yeah, the 18 pounds was, I don't know how, I still don't
Is
know.
Is that
how
a movie?
18 pounds? No, it's 17 ounces.
8 pounds.
8 pounds?
Thank you.
It was the Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a jellyfish in the bathtub.
I've never seen it.
It was also anyway. 4 pounds. Was a TV show.
What about you? Are you
it
still?
Was,
are
yeah.
you being promiscuous right now? Are you being responsible?
No, he's about to be in a long-term relationship.
Yeah. What phase am I in? I'm in my Boston College phase.
No, but getting back to sheets, I was on a great run where I did
How
sheets.
How did cleaning sheets get?
Well, because you said you clean your sheets every time you bang somebody. So I.
And she takes a shower.
Oh, big shower.
Sunday
no,
morning.
I mean, because she tells me.
Sunday mornings, I would. Yeah, that was odd. Sunday morning. Sunday mornings, I was doing my sheets every Sunday.
You are very good about your laundry and stuff like that. You
and
do that.
Cleaning at the kitchen. He's at the old house, I had an ex-wife visit a couple times, and she could not get over how clean my house was, and she said more than one time. When did you get so neat?
Were you messy?
I didn't think I was.
There's parts of your life that are messy, like your car is a messy place.
My car is messy, but nothing like it used to be. But yeah, it's still the well, and
but it's
I,
almost all girl. It's almost always the girls, like the dog stuff. Like
it is the dog stuff, and it's blankets, and yeah, it's a box
leashes
of stuff,
and yeah.
But here in this house, and I didn't think I was going to do it, but I'm more comfortable this way, and I felt I would give myself a break. I have a room that's more of a catch-all room, but it doesn't always stay that way. Like right now, that room is the bar. And as soon as that...
Until we get that sorted out.
Until we get all that sorted out and all that up to snuff and more looking like the way I want it to look, it's going to be like, oh, my Christmas decorations are in there and, you know, yada, yada. This is boring shit, but...
I can't believe, if I could just say, I came over here and let the girls out the other day.
Oh, I appreciate that, by the way.
And broke down all of his Amazon and Zappos boxes that were in his garage.
Thank you.
And put them in a box.
And built an entire house.
I know.
And now, it really bothers you that I order things.
No. It's just a lot of boxes.
It is a lot of boxes. What I was,
I came through the garage today.
There are two or three.
There's more boxes already.
And I will tell you this: as soon as I put those boxes out there, I thought, "Well, she won't come through the garage today. She'll come to the front door."
And I
heard the garage door open. And I went, "I'm in trouble. I can feel it. She's gonna kick my ass."
So, Chick's going through a phase with a lot of boxes again in his life.
Just different boxes. Yeah.
The cardboard boxes. Yeah. Not the puss. What about you? Are you you're going to be in a long-term relationship?
Well, I just found my wife. I haven't talked to her
yet.
But
did you go through a phase where you were incredibly active in that area? Or would you view it as normal?
Like last year.
Was it last year?
When I broke up.
He went real hard.
I went hard, as hard as I possibly could.
You went ham.
Went ham. Hard as a motherfucker. And...
you're not. Now you're.
Now I do my. I wake up. I get to work. I do my morning devotional. I work all day, and then at night I do my nightly devotional.
You have two.
I read and I journal, and then I go to bed and I wake up and I do it all over again.
And you feel better.
And I feel better. You?
And yeah. Jeff mentioned that he leaves his phone in the living room, and I've started leaving my phone downstairs. Changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, so much better.
I never have my phone on me at home.
I don't. I just shouldn't. So I make everybody leave their phone downstairs.
It's just
now.
Off in a corner.
I'll check it now and then. But here's what I've done, and this is the truth. And I know one of you won't believe me.
Me.
I turn my phone. The sound and the vibration
off
at night.
Good.
So it doesn't wake me up.
Uh-huh.
But if I wake up, I look and see.
And check it. Time.
And check.
Whatever. Yeah. That's
but
good.
I don't.
You just put on do not disturb?
No, I just have the. No, it goes off and it rings.
No,
it just doesn't have any sound or vibration.
Just turns
to
it all off.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so this is where I am.
That reminds me, I have to return a text I got last night. Shit.
Your first ex-wife.
No, Jake. My first ex-wife. What?
I'm talking to Jeff.
Okay. Oh. Sorry. I thought you were talking to Chick. I forgot.
So I left it as, can I give her or can I give him your number or do you want me to give you his? What are you comfortable with? Mm-hmm. She's also in class right now, so I'm kind of just waiting.
That's a red flag.
Being in class?
No, the fact that she's texting in class. I want her to better herself with
knowledge. She hasn't texted me, but look, she hasn't texted me since 1:15, 1:30. So maybe she's
taking the red flag down.
She probably had a 1:30 class.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Her last text from me, it was at 1:17. So
good for her.
I just don't know.
She's a very good student.
Sitting here and watching this and hearing what she's doing and hearing what you're doing, and I still am constantly amazed. And it illuminates for me how fucked up my life used to be.
Why?
You know, I mean, because my entire life revolved around, instead of me and, I mean, not, what am I trying to say? I mean, I never thought about anything. I was never nice to myself, even in the horrible relationships I was in. I would always
mimic their behavior.
Their friends became my friends.
And treat yourself shitty the way they treated you.
And treat myself, you know. But for the first time in my life, I mean, I'm here in this house by myself, and you know, it's not great, but it's normal. I think it's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
that's good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I agree.
Maybe I'll start going out on tour again. Get the Bob and Tom band back together.
Get all that.
And have those tacos fly at me like those hot dogs are flying.
No, it's comedy. Wasn't the, I guess it was some of those.
Never mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Can I feature on this tour?
You can feature.
All right, the ex-wife I'm out. I'm going to the bottom tour.
I am really happy with
Chick
me
McGee tour.
Is what Chick I'm McGee saying. Tour. And that takes a lot for me to say. Are you happy with you?
Yeah.
Are you happy with you?
So happy.
Are you happy with you?
Getting there.
I think that's pretty
positive. Oh, it's pretty good.
We all should be at that point.
We should be.
Getting there.
Getting there, yeah.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it, really.
Yeah, daily trying to be better. Not than other people, better than you are. Better than yourself. Better than you were yesterday.
See, I've been trying to be better than other people.
And remember, it's not better than somebody else. It's better than yourself.
Yeah.
I do sign all my journal entries at the end. God is love, Rev Run.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm taking it very seriously. When I was 6 years old, I
broke my leg. This is the other Ed Sheeran song. He released two of them.
Did his dog lay on top of him when he broke his leg?
He absolutely. I love thinking out loud, but he absolutely threw me with his promo pic where his eyes are crossed. Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show, and be sure to go to Blue Apron one more time. That's blueapron.com/McGee.
MCGEE.
MCGEE, and you get your first three meals free with free shipping. Do it now. BlueApron.com/McGee. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, everybody. Good night, everybody!
Is your basement or garage full of old house paint that you know you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your leftover paint, stain, and varnish all over California. Most paint care drop-off locations are paint and hardware stores that take back leftover paint. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens. Yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow, we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail. And then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.